For this particular lab, we decided to mount the FM hub on the bed rail using zip ties. Now, as described in the installation guide and in the installation module, which we will get to next, there are three options for powering the FM hub. Option one is to power the FM hub from the HEMO system. In this installation configuration, that would mean connecting a 10-foot cable between the PD power input on the FM hub and one of the extra pressure channel inputs on the HEMO system. Option two is to connect the FM hub directly to the Core FM console using the FM hub to PC cable. This is the same cable that ships with the PC console or the Core FM system and is used to calibrate the FM hub. Power option number three is to use an optional FM hub power brick and to plug the FM hub into the outlet immediately below it. This is a good option, except the necessity to clean up and zip tie the transformer brick and perhaps attach it to a surface that's not on the floor. So this could require you having to improvise during the installation since the FM hub power brick doesn't come with any type of a mounting kit. So considering the available options, we went with option two, connecting the FM hub directly to the Core FM console or the PC console, since they're both mounted to the moving part of the bed. We were able to install the cable and zip tie it cleanly with minimal slack. So this installation method did not require customer service to send any additional cables or components. Either of the other two power options would have required a PD power cable or a power brick.